Shall we pray? Dear Almighty and Everlasting Father, we thank you. We worship you, Lord, from the depth of our hearts, O God, for the grace and the privilege that we have to come into your house, Lord, to gather and to fellowship, O God, with brethren of like precious faith. After, O God, Sunday, when we all left here, O God, your grace has kept us, O God. You have been with students, you have been with workers, you have been with business people, O God, been with travelers, O Father. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for the many things that you have done for us, that if we begin to count, O God, the time will not be enough, O God. We just pray, Father, in this little way, Lord, that you accept our thanksgiving, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we are here again, Father, and we have come to see you, Lord, to hear you speak to us, O God, and for us to speak back to you, Lord. We pray for this little time, Father, as we open the pages of your word, Lord. May you bless our heart, O God. May you rejoice our heart, O Father. May the blessings of heaven, O God, be our portion tonight, O God. When the time for prayer will come, Father, may you inoculate us, O God, and give us strength, O Father, to be able to pray, O God, as become a saint in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive all our shortcomings, forgive our failures, our unbelief, our doubts. Lord, we cast them all at your feet, O God. We pray that you take care, O God. Remember your servant, the pastor, O God, who is at Dabiri at this hour. May your grace be with him, O God. Stand by him also, O God. Use him, O God, as a channel of blessing to your people, dear, O God. When they will be done with the service and he returns, Lord, may you grant Johnny mercy, O God. Be with us also, yeah, O God. Grant us a wonderful time. At the end of the day, O God, may we have cause to thank you. Those, O Father, that are on their way, may you hasten their coming, O God. Those that will be connected tonight, Father, may you bless them, O God. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You love the Lord tonight? You're welcome to midweek service once again. Without wasting much of our time, let's turn our Bible to the book of Luke, St. Luke Gospel, and chapter 8. I read from verse 40. Luke chapter 8 and from verse, God bless you. Said, and it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Are you there? How many of us are in expectation tonight? Abraham said, in a place he could not do many things because of their unbelief. But in the place where he's welcome, he could do much things. May God help our unbelief. Now the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. Now, this man has got a need. He wants to see Jesus. And here is another fellow that wants to also see Jesus. Not only her, several others. Verse 43. There was a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. She came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanched. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and seest thou who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceived that virtue is gone out of me. You can be seated. May God bless his word in our hearts tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. God helping you. Or maybe if there is a little time, we can continue with our reading. But if there is no time, well, when opportunity arises next, we will continue. Tonight, I've just been thinking several sermons lately. I've been going through my mind, and I've been thinking, oh God, how do I please it? How do I bring the word? No. But while I was still thinking, okay, how will it come? Well, this one, he said, just go ahead with this one. And I want to take the message, only believe. Amen. The prophet that preached this case of Jairus, several sermons. But this one, just want to use it to lift up our faith tonight so that we can go to prayer. And see how God will help us to connect it with Sunday's sermon. Amen. That the thing that human beings think they are impossible, those are the things that our God specializes. Amen. You know, as the preacher was preaching on Sunday, oh my, I believe we're blessed on Sunday. How many of us were blessed? God has the way, you know, he directs his word to every individual. As he was, you know, preaching on Sunday, and I'll just say, oh God, help us. I say, oh, can you imagine how the time of Daniel connect and match with our time? And I can see myself in that picture. You know, as the preacher was saying that while Jesus was healing, I was there. Do you believe that? Then, if he did it that time, he can still do it today. There is no limitation with God. Do you believe that? If he raised the dead that time, he can still raise the dead today. The only thing that will hinder me and you is our unbelief, friends. If we can only believe, like I was telling my wife, I said, I am a testimony that God answers prayer. Recently, I think, I don't know, God's just been dealing with me in another way. God is very simple. He said, if you have need of anything, you should do what? Just ask. He said, you receive not because you do what? You ask not. Very simple. Don't worry, when my testimony is full, I will come and share. I was telling him, I say, every day, in everything, I see a sermon and I see God. That everything about your life, just surrender it to God. That there is somebody responsible. Are you saying, Bro Joseph, you don't have problem? I have plenty. But I surrender it to somebody. And that person is just working it out one step at a time. One step at a time. And they are looking at this man. How is he doing it? I don't know. You ask me myself. I don't know. I was telling my wife, I say, I've gotten many names. I've gotten plenty qualifications. Before, they used to call me director. Today, that they give me another badge, doctor. I said, they say, everybody's now a doctor. I said, okay, I got the message. I will continue for that. You see, God answers our prayer bit by bit. He said, we have not, we don't receive because we don't ask. Now, are you in trouble? Let me even use my case. Are you in a case that people have roped you and you think that, how will I get out of it? Just a simple prayer, brother. Tell God how you want it, what you want him to do. And you just leave it there. See God begin to act and play. And you begin to watch and say, is this God? That is the way our God is specializes in things that are impossible. Now, the Bible where we read, it told us that Jesus, when he came to that town, the people were what? They were glad. They were happy to receive him. And because of that, he could do many things among them. And they were waiting to see him, to receive him. And here, this man, Jairus. So it means that if you are expecting something from God, the condition of your heart also matters. Yes, it does matter. Is it just another Wednesday, let us go to church? No, it should not be like that. There should be an expectation in our heart. Is it that we want to hear Brother Joseph preach? No, it's far from it. It's God through a man. If you have that expectation, I tell you, there is nothing that you are trusting God for that you will not receive. If you can expect and come that way and only believe, there is no limitation in God, brother, sister. It will break system for your good. Protocol will be broken and you begin to wonder how. How did it happen? That is the way God works.
He specializes in things that are impossible. He will give you the gift of men to work in your favor. You begin to know, why is this man acting that way? The man says, he don't know why they are. He just tell you, take. And you say, but God, I've been praying for this. Maybe I've been praying to pay my house rent. I don't know how to do it. And God will just say, hey, give that fellow so sum of money. And that's what he's looking for. Has God not answered the prayer? Oh, sure. He specializes in things that are thought impossible. When he met Peter and the rest of the disciples, and they were on the sea, and they looked at, who is this man walking on the sea? Never a man had done the things that Christ did. And they looked at him, who is this? And he said, I'm Jesus. And Peter said, okay, if you are the one, command me, and let me also walk like you do. And he said, okay, come. And Peter, he obeyed. As he came, himself was walking on the sea. But when he began to look at the symptoms, he began to sink. And I think that's where our problem is many times. You see, I had a very funny experience. Things that man do, they will fail. They are the things that will kill us. Some fellow walked on the car for me. It never happened. You see, and I was just driving. It was on a Saturday, yes. Coming just to prepare the car for Sunday service last Sunday. And while they finished, I was just on Mokola down. And yeah, the tire just pulled out. I said, what? This thing doesn't happen to Toyota car. What is going on? And I'm just coming from the mechanic shop. What's going on? I look at the whole thing out. I say, what? And you know, if your time has not come, no Satan can take you, brothers. You know, the thing was just jacking. I was not moved one bit. So when the thing just, you know, did that, I was one embarrassed that it was in the middle of the road. And how will I get the car off the road? So my mind just went back to go back to the mechanic because he didn't have a phone and there was no way I could contact him. So I just parked the car, closed it, crossed to the other side of the road. So a man saw me on the other side. I said, what happened? My tire is out and I don't know. He said, this place you are is a dangerous spot. Let me help you get people. And I would just say, I said, let me help you get people that will push it off the road. And in my mind, I said, can you see how God works? I did a request for that help. He got the people and they push it off the road. I said, okay, let me go and get the mechanic. Will you help me watch over the car? I was giving it. He said, that's not a problem. I'll watch over the car if you can come back in 30 minutes. This was 7:30 to 8 on Saturday. So as I crossed over to the other side of the road, I saw two fellows. And one of the men asked me, what's the problem with the car? We saw you put on your hazard light and your, you know, traffication. Is anything wrong? I said, well, the tire is out. Tire out. Okay. So I explained. I took the car to the mechanic. They did so and so. He said, okay, I think it's something. They looked at it. Okay. Then they begin to walk it. And I was looking. I said, cash to pay these fellows. Will you accept transfer? The man said, I will not take transfer. I said, what do we do? I didn't know that there was even cash in the vehicle. So I began to scratch everywhere in the car that, okay, maybe there's somewhere I'm going to see cash. And while I was just scratching, looking at all the old, lo and behold, 3,000 was there. And the fellow said he was going to take 4,000. I said, okay, this is all that I have. He said, that is enough. So he fixed the stuff. I was able to drive the car home that night. I was able to come to church, though Satan was telling me that thing will still pull out. So I said, well, if it pull out, I will get to church anyhow. But we got to church, the service was over. It was when we got back, we got back to, you know, the service point, because, yeah, I took it for alignment. And to return back, the thing pulled again. I said, very fine, it's happening at the workshop, so they deal with it. So the thing kept happening, and I just looked, I said, well, Satan, you cannot frustrate me. You see this thing, I will just leave it here, and I don't go my own way. So I told the guys, I said, you and the mechanic, you should battle and see what is wrong here. I paid you people the money, fix this car. And I left. And lo and behold, they did it, got back. You know, I was still hearing some sound, and I would look, oh, God. Satan said, that thing will remove again as you are driving. I said, well, if it remove, I will not die. So they fixed it. I went on Monday. It was still making that sound. So my wife said, don't listen to the symptoms. I said, now they are preaching to me. I said, okay, I will not listen to the symptom, but I know something is wrong. So I didn't tell her. I think that's Monday or yesterday evening. I took the car back to the service point. The people look at it, and they found where the problem was, you see. And just very simple something. And they were able to fix it. So when they fixed it, I told Satan, I said, can you see? That problem is solved. Go answer prayer. I was thinking, how will I do it? How do I have to buy the spare part and do this and buy this? And very simply, God just solved that problem for me. Then, you know, it just encouraged me that if we can only surrender whatever it is that we are going through to the hand of God, God will take care of it. You believe that, brother, sister? Now, from the message, only believe. Jairus. Now, Jairus lost his daughter. She was at the point of death. Now, paragraph 47, just to say a few things and we go to pray. The Bible says, Jesus had just been torn down from a great revival. And it was always about the Father's business. You know that? I like that. Me, myself, I have so much time that I think I foolishly use. And we too. And all of us feel that way. Isn't that so? And we get so wound up till we've got to go somewhere and unwind. God help me. We get so much carried away with the cares of this life. Yes, I've got a job. I've got to go to my office. Yes, fine. But I've got to create the time for God. You see, one man was telling me, he said, if you can maintain a standard with God that in every 24 hours, God, I am giving you 10 minutes, God will honor you for that. That 10 minutes, somebody might be talking with you. You are not giving the person an answer. You are connected in the spirit. Are you a believer tonight? See, brother, sister, there is a representation of Christ in every Holy Ghost filled man and woman. Do you believe that? So they are constantly in the spirit. And every hour, every minute, they must surrender themselves to that spirit. Except you will burn out. So that's what the prophet is saying. Many times we go about our own things and we don't have time for God. But if we can just, it's not the much of the prayer. I think Richard has said that. It's not the much of the prayer. Just 5 minutes. And God knows that 5 minutes, you respect it. Every day, I say, you are in communion and you are praying. You are in this way. Oh God, what do you have for me today? And it's telling you something, brother. God speaks. You believe that? I know some people might be looking at the, you say, God speaks. Yes, God speaks. I tell you, he speaks. It's just like your phone and the SIM card. If you are using MTN and you don't subscribe to MTN network, you can never have connection. Is that true or wrong? So also every other network. That is the same way it is in the spirit. You say you have got the spirit of God in you. If you are not connected, you are just making a lie and a fool of yourself. If you have got a representation of Christ, 5 minutes you go to your knee, everyone knows that something is happening. That's what we are talking about. So brother, sister, let us check ourselves. If we say that we have got the spirit of Christ in us, the Holy Ghost, then let us begin to take God at his word. Are you a believer tonight? Let's begin to take God at his word. God, I am coming to church tonight. It's not just when we get to convention. Yeah, that's fine. That's another conference. That's another opportunity. But when you come to church, it's an opportunity to meet God. That yes, it's not only me now, it's the bunch of the believers. Their faith, united with my faith, is going to bring you down. Are you a believer? And you are under expectation. Whatever you expect, Abraham told us, that is what you are going to get. But how much time do we spend on the things of eternal reward? Less of time. May God have mercy upon us. Abraham said, but we find Jesus is always about the Father's business. And I love that. And that is the way we should be. Are you there? We should never be idle in what? Our time. I want us to repeat that. We should never be what? Because an idle mind is a devil's workshop. Satan will use that man, fellow, very well. What time we have, we must spend it and conserve the time, redeem it because it is precious. Every time that we get is to put in a plug for Jesus. Amen. I need your prayers. You need my prayer. I'm asking God every day, I want to do more for you. What can I do more for the kingdom? That should be our task, brother, sister. How many of us are crying for the lost soul? That should be our hunger. Or are we just satisfied being a church member? That fellow, Brabham said, if he's got the opportunity, he can kill you. How do you behave to him? That's what I tell myself every day. Joseph, in this place, if you cannot have a testimony, then there is no need of calling yourself a Christian. The house I just left, if I cannot have a testimony that a Christian left here, they must know somebody was here. He said, I catch that thing, I catch it from my dad. Every place he goes, when we go to an hotel room, he will pray. He said, God, we are coming here, I sanctify this. But before we even sit down, he will put the Bible first and he pray. When we are leaving, he will pray that God, whoever is coming here, let him or her have a conviction. I used to hold those things. And those things, it made imprint in my life that, yes, what can I do for God? Is it just about myself? No, I should be concerned about the next fellow. The next fellow that might come in might be a sinner. If he's carrying his girlfriend here, as he entered the room, let the conviction strike their hearts. Oh, sure, we should get to that point. Then if we can have that kind of desire, that kind of time with God, there's nothing, brother. The Bible says, do something for the church. Are you there now? Are you there? Do something for who? The church. And for what? The betterment of the people. If it's in your means, if God has blessed you. Now, may God help us. Don't be so foolish. When God said, I love a cheerful giver, it meant cheerful. It's not that your last card, if he has not revealed to you that your last card, come and point at the offering plate, and you point, you will just suffer for suffering's sake. If you are not inspired to do it. But if you do it with all in your heart, you are inspired to do it, God will command his blessing upon it. Those are certain things that God is teaching, brother, sister. He's teaching me that if this denomination can excel in those things, come on, we have got greater power. If we say we have this Holy Ghost baptism, we've got the Spirit of Christ, we've got the representation, we should experience more. Oh, sure, we should experience more. We just do not know what we carry. And I say that's what God has been bringing to us. We don't follow one another. Oh, sure, that's another thing. But when my brother has the Holy Ghost, my sister has got the Holy Ghost, I know he's a son of God. I know she's a daughter of God. I will take them as one. If something is beyond me and I feel, oh, who can I go? And the Spirit say, go to this brother, go to this sister. There won't be any doubt in my mind. I know that fellow will not betray me. But when that is between us, something is wrong somewhere. Let's check our spirit. May God help us in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? Yes, we are setting a background. You want the blessings of God? You want God to, you know, heal your body? Yes, you must put it in first. Brabham said, Jesus left Galilee and over in the land that he came from, he crossed over the sea, feeling what? Led, no doubt. And he went over to Gadara for a revival, no doubt. But what the father had led him over across the sea was to Gadara. And you, we all know the story. There was a person, one person saved, and that was the maniac in Gadara. And he was out in the fields in the cemetery. He had went white, and they had put chains on him, and the demon power could break the chains. Now, I often thought going around insane institution and watch a person who has been possessed with those devil powers, how strong they are. Sometimes they had to take a policeman. Sometimes they got to beat them down. Now, 52. And I thought if a man possessed with an evil spirit could break chains, what could he do if he was completely surrendered to God? With the power of God, the Holy Spirit permit me to have, possessing him or her like that, it could straighten every crippled leg. You believe that? Do you believe that? I believe in miracle, brother, sister. If we can get to that point, we believe God, there is nothing impossible with God. Once again, I challenge you tonight. This is not me now. because I've not got any power in myself to do. I challenge you tonight. If you can come under this basis of expectation, whatever it is that you think it's impossible, bring it to Christ. I'm challenging you tonight. If it's a crippled person, bring that person here. And let us call God to present tense. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His power is still the same. He has power to heal. Or has that power finished? Is the Pentecostal ever over? No! Then why can we not enjoy one another's blessing? But because sometimes we commonize one another. It's just the pastor. It's just any of the minister. It's just brother so-so-and-so. It's just sister so-so-and-so. Whereas you don't know that is the man perhaps that could have helped you. Or that will help you. May God help us in Jesus' name. He can straighten a cripple. Amen. And do great things if he could just be so anointed with God's power. As the devil could anoint, you know, and completely get a hold of him. Do you notice now the devil was so completely a hold of that man until he even confessed Jesus. He said, "We know who you are, the Holy One of God. Why comment to torment us before our time come?" And see, he was completely surrendered to the devil until the devil could even use his tongue. Are you there now? And you know, I like that. I hope this don't hurt nobody's feeling, but we can get so completely surrendered to God till he can use our tongue. Do you believe that? He could use any part of our body too to speak in other languages and to preach the gospel and to sing song. Are you there now? And to speak vision that we are looking at. Are you a believer tonight? God promised us these gifts. Are you a believer? Yes, speaking in tongues. If there is an interpretation, yes, we welcome it. God promised these things. Then, how are we reacting to those things? Are we really in expectation? Are we praying for it? There is somebody waiting for it, brother, sister. I tell you, if you are not ready, some persons are ready. They want to see more of God. Their heart is yearning that, no, God, these things that you promised, we want to see it. We've seen you done it in time past. I remember when I was very young, coming to the conventions and things. I see God in miracles, signs, and wonder. Is that God, is he dead? He's still alive. Is he not alive, friends? We just got Easter. We went through a series of sermon, and we gave up proof that Jesus is alive. Is he not alive? Then if he's alive, those things that we know him, we should see him do it. Let us call him to present tense, brother, sister. I'm challenging us tonight. Challenging our faith. If we say we have got his spirit, a representation of him, then we should be able to hold claim to his promise. Amen. That God, I am your child. You promised me this. Amen. I will never be the tail. I will always be the head. Wherever the sole of my feet has stepped, they know that the child of God has come in here. Yes, it might be looking funny at some point. Just give it time. Don't be at the rush. You just see God will be lifting you up. In your business, you see God lifting you up, friends. In your work, you see God lifting you up. If you can get to that level and you say, "Oh God, I surrender it to you. It's no longer me fighting." When you fight, you will fail. Do you hear that? When you fight, you will fail. But when you surrender to God to fight for you, I tell you, you will always win. This business, God, I don't understand how it's running. I open a shop, I'm selling this particular kind of a trade. It's very common here. I see that thing is very common. Somebody start a line of business, I tell you, watch, the next week, another person is right by you doing the next kind of business. Then, do you need to begin to fight the fellow? It's a competitive space. Permit me, I'm using big business style. It's a competitive space. Everybody has got his own niche. Leave that fellow. He might be doing a akapo and every kind of thing. You come back and use your own. Say, "God, when I was going to this business, I prayed. And you are the one that told me to venture in this business. Now, this is the person here. And this is me. I'm seeing this person is taking my customer. You need to do something. You call God. It is not the time to fight the fellow. Then you begin to lose your own ground as a child of God. Are we a believer tonight? Oh, you've got trouble. You've got sickness. As the prophet said, look at that woman with the issue of blood. Look at Jairus. God helping us. The time is gone. But just to lay background so that we pray. They were all in expectation. They got needs in their hearts that they were looking up unto God for, trusting, and they believe if we can see Jesus, that something is settled. It's over. Can we get to that point, brothers and sisters? That, oh God, in my house, if I can go on my knees, in my car, on the feed, in the shop, in the office, wherever I am, once I am connected to heaven, I know that you are sure to answer me. Are we a believer? Let's bow our head. Only believe, friends, all things are possible. Where is that trouble, brother, sister? Our God specializes in things that are thought impossible. What is that your own challenge? What is that your own trouble? I challenge you tonight, brother, sister. Our God specializes in things that are thought impossible. Are you trusting God for financial blessings? Is your own wealth? Is the one that gave man wealth? Talk to him tonight, brother, sister. He will give you men, the gift of men. That's all you need. You want to pay your school fee? You want to pay your house rent? God bless you, sir. Just surrender it to God. He specializes in things that are thought impossible. Are you expecting him? Oh, we have just come to church to warm the bench. But that should not be a nature in us. We should always come with expectation in our hearts that we are coming to meet with one that has got the answer to life's trouble. He has got the answer to our request. Look at that woman. It was just a thought in her heart. I love that. Just a thought speaking in her heart that if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. She was under expectation. She heard that Jesus was coming. It's another opportunity for a prayer meeting, Father. When we say prayer meeting, we are not coming to say prayer. We are coming to pray. We are coming to get connected with one. This is where we renew strength, brother, sister. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. Even our Lord Jesus, he didn't joke with prayer, friends. Where is that trouble? Don't fight with man. Don't struggle about anything in life. You just surrender it to God and pray a simple prayer. Leave it there. Let God take charge. Is the master of all circumstance, friends. Are you sick tonight? I challenge your faith, brother, sister. But I say, if Satan can possess a human being until he will borrow his mouth and say, I know who you are. You are Jesus. Have you come to torment us before our time? But I say, if you yield yourself also to the Holy Spirit, you yield yourself to God, God will possess you. He can borrow your mouth, brother, sister. You will speak in tongues. Yes, it's not a taboo. We're under expectation. We want genuine, and there is genuine. Because why? The Pentecostal skies are full of reality. He can give you visions. He can give you revelation. Yes, accurate. 100% correct. That's the God we serve. It just depends on the level where you are, friends. He can give you wisdom until all men, they will look for you. Come, we want to see this brother. He's got something in him. We want to have some time, bro. How can I do my business? And you begin to look. Did you go to any school to learn business? No, it's a gift that God has given you. And through that, he can bless you. Brother, sister, these are the things that Calvary paid for. These are the things that Christ died for. Then, just a series of sermons have been going. When do we want to enjoy these things? If it is not now, when? I challenge your faith tonight. At the right, She got an expectation. She said, it is the salvation of my boys. Proverbs said, at every opportunity, he said, when that one came and we were all at the dining table, we were talking. He said, I was giving her many, many requests. He said, you've got your sister. You remember your father. Many things. You are poor. Her heart was going, traveling around. What is that thing? This is an opportunity. I don't want to miss it. But many people, we come to church and we go back the same way we come. That should not be the routine. Let's have a change of attitude, friends. When we come to church, we want to see God in greater dimension. We want to see you, manifesting your promises in our lives. We want to see you in greater measure. Definitely, you will see him. I love that book of Luke, chapter 8, where we read. It said, when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Are you under expectation tonight, brother, sister? Or are you a fanatic and say, I want to see what they will do? It's okay. You will definitely see. And while the blessings are coming, may it not elude you. Brother, the promises of God are true. Sister, they are true. God is just waiting for men and women that will surrender themselves to him and say, Lord, I am ready for your move. You want to move? Here am I am ready. Help me. Is there anything in my life that needs to be cut off? Help me. I want to be connected with you on a daily basis. That I don't care what is going on, what is happening around me. I care less. I want to be connected with you. Help me, Father. At that point, whatever I say, do, you are willing to do. When he says stop, you are ready to stop. When he says move, you are ready to move. Help us, Lord. Just to only believe. Never to doubt. To believe that your word is yea and amen. Can I have one of the organists or the pianists to give us the song, Only Believe? There's something about that song, friends. You know, we're reminded on Sunday. Yes, I believe in testimony and I believe in miracle. That preacher told us, he said his mother died. And they were praying. They did all the prayer that they could do until the strength was failing them. Sometimes, that's not what God is looking for. He's just looking for simple faith. It's not all the emotion, not all the, gymnastics and things that we will put in. No. Do you remember what the prophet said there? He said, God can borrow your body. He can borrow your tongue. You can speak another language. You can see vision. You can speak vision. You can sing song. True song. God perform healing. Permit me. Yes, it comes to my mind now. Sorry, Bro Steven. I'm very sorry. Just give me 1 minute. It comes to my mind. Musicians, please. And song leader, I can't just withdraw from this now. It's coming to my mind. The same way that the preacher has to surrender himself in prayer before he comes to preach. That is the same way as a song leader. You must surrender yourself. Yes, because God is about to move. We must surrender ourselves in prayer. You don't just come and open any hymn and sing any song. No. The same thing goes to you, musicians. God can borrow your hand. Through those music, healings will be going on. Enough of playing church, brother, sister. I think we've done past that. This is a call to action for every brother, every sister. Let us all get awakened. If we have been sleeping, let us wake up. The same things apply to you, church member. If the preacher must be under consecration, the song leader is under consecration, the people handling instruments in the church, they are under consecration, you also must consecrate your life. You want to see God? Why we play that song, brother? Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Listen now, friends, from the book of Luke chapter 8 and verse 49, the Bible said, "While he yet spake, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to Jairus, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Why are you weary? The girl has died. Go and bury her." This is a man that was in faith. And he said, but when Jesus heard it, he said unto Jairus, fear not, because that's Satan speaking. He wants to pray fear in your heart. Don't fear. That's what Satan likes to do. Believe what? Only. And she shall be made whole. That's what is calling us, brother, sister. Wherever that challenge might be, whatever that situation might be, it might be in your home. It might be in your workplace. It might be your business. I challenge you tonight. Only believe. All things are possible. It might be sickness that you have been carrying for years. If you can only believe, that sickness can drop right now. If you can only believe, even now, it can drop. We are not saying tomorrow. Even now, it just depends on the condition of your heart. Fear not, only believe. That's God's word to you. That's not the word of a man. Let's have that song again, brother Stephen. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Oh, Jesus is here. You believe that? Jesus is here. All things are possible. Oh, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Don't let this opportunity pass you by, friends. Those people, when they heard it was coming, the Bible told us they were glad and they were waiting to receive him. Now, as God's servant, I'm telling you that he's here right now. You say, how do you know, bro, Joseph? He told us where two or three are gathered together in his name. That's one point. We are not gathered to any idol God. we are gathered unto the Father of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. And wherever he is, of course, we all know things that take place. Miracles happen in his name. Deliverance happen in that name. Healing happen in that name. Blessings happen in that name. Whatever it is, brother, key in. It's not too busy to hear your heart cry. That woman with the issue of blood, remember, it was in the same revival where Jairus was going to meet the Lord to tell him about his daughter that was sick and near dying. Was where this, close your eyes, children. It was in that same revival. That woman also, she key in that, okay, he's coming to town today. If I can go to church, and while he's passing, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Brother, that was the faith of that woman. Oh my. What is your own faith tonight? Believe God. Believe God, brother. There is no impossibility with God. Don't limit yourself. Who has said something to you when God has not said? One day, oh, Tobe, and you begin to fear. He said, they know born you well. And you begin to fear that you can never reach that point. You begin to fear. You say, oh, but Joseph, do you know the person that spoke to me? That man is a Ogoni, is the chief of the devils. I care less. It is not God that has spoken, brother, sister. Every man's word will be a lie. Only the word of God will stand true. May God help us. Don't allow the suggestion of man. Don't allow negativity of man to get to you. And you begin to fellowship around those thoughts. And you begin to create unbelief in your mind. You say, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. They have said I cannot do it. Has God said that about you? Cast your burdens at the master's feet tonight. Surrender everything, brother, sister. Surrender yourself. Surrender your will. Surrender your strength. Tell him that you've got none of your own. You're only depending upon his. And he's sure willing to help you. He's ready to help, brother. If we say we are sons and daughters of God, then why do we suffer in the midst of plenty? Why don't we value the fellowship of one another? Remember, the Pentecostal skies are full of realities. But I'm saying you go out there and you say you see counterfeit going on. He said, yes, counterfeit is going on there because there is genuine somewhere. The book of Acts 1 and verse 8. He said that promise of the Holy Ghost is unto you and it is to your children. Is that your desire tonight? Are you trusting God for the Holy Ghost baptism? It's right here, brother, sister. It is still the same Bible that we read, you and me read. He said, why Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell on men. Then why? Why is it difficult now, brother? Why is it difficult, sister? God is simple. We are just the one that are made things very hard. Let us surrender ourselves to him. Let's consecrate ourselves. The more we consecrate ourselves, the more we see God in action in every areas of our life. While we bring this session to a close, what is that your need that you have committed to God? Only believe. All things are possible. Fear not, only believe. Don't allow Satan to give you suggestion of doubt. Don't allow Satan to put fear in your heart. Believe God. Believe his word. The Bible says, and you'll be established. But when you don't have any basis where you are standing, you can be tossed to and fro. That's why you begin to look at the next fellow that is doing the same kind of business that you are doing. And you think he or she is your enemy. That's not your enemy. The enemy that you are fighting is the devil. Talk to your father. He sees all things. He knows all things. He hears all things. while we have our head bowed and our eyes closed, aside those at the altar, the congregation, have you got any need tonight? Let it be made known to God. Could it be healing of your body? Once again, I challenge your faith tonight that even now, if you can believe, when the news was coming to Jairus that don't trouble the master any longer, your daughter has finally died. Jesus looked to him and said, Ogbeni, fear not. Believe only and she will be made whole. And that was all he needed. That's the same thing it's telling you, brother, sister. That case, that situation, you think that you cannot handle. Fear not. Believe only. And you will come to testify. Well, I hand over to the associate pastor to pray for us. Only believe.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your grace that has gathered us. Appreciate you, Lord, for the scripture that has been read. And Lord, this portion of your word that has been re-echoed, only believe. Lord, that is one thing that your prophet said you requested from us, is just to believe. In the time of your prophet, Lord, some people said they believe, but the prophet said they don't have the real faith, Lord, that they need to have. Master Jesus, we are asking tonight that you take away from us every mirage faith, Lord, every emotional faith, Lord, every faith without substance, take them away from us. Give us the kind of faith, Lord, that have air on his chest, that takes no for an answer. Lord, that know that you are and that you are a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Give us such faith, Heavenly Father. And take away fear from every heart. Lord, because with fear, faith can never work, oh God. We pray, dear God, that the Holy Ghost himself we move into every heart, oh Father, that Lord Jesus, whatsoever we are put before you tonight, O living God, Lord, that faith we anchor there. Lord, to know, oh God, that we have not come for a picnic ground. We have come to meet you, the creator of heaven and earth, who asked us to come. And we are compassed about with cloud of witnesses in the scriptures, in the message, Lord, and even in this our time. Lord, and Lord, your word says you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, it is confirming your word that we are two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. And your prophet said that you don't come as an onlooker or as a recording angel. You come to give strength, you come to give ability. You come to grant unto your people, oh Father, Lord, things that you are known by, oh God, that you have promised to do in our midst, oh Father. Lord, to prove your existence, oh God, in the midst of your people. Lord, your people have spoken to you individually tonight, and you are the only one that knows the problem that each one is facing. Whatsoever they are presented, you know every detail of it, oh God. And you are the God that has the power and the ability to do, oh God, for each and every one what we have placed before you. Master Jesus, we are asking at this time, Lord, that you accomplish, oh God, every request, every desire, every need that is presented unto you, oh God. May you grant it unto everyone, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Take away doubt, oh Father. Lord, it is the duty of the devil, Lord, to come with doubt, to come with reasoning, to come with every negative thing, to say, oh God, that's how you prayed last week, that's how you prayed last month, and so on and so forth, oh God, bringing negative testimonies. But Lord Jesus, you are God who does what man can never do. And Lord, we have been made to know that, Lord, all things are possible with you. Dear Jesus, every reasoning, we bind them tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Every double-mindedness, every fear, every doubt, every unbelief. Lord, may you rebuke all of them, Father. May that faith anchor in our heart to believe that it is settled from henceforth, Lord. When the enemy will come, whichever way, oh God, may you stand for your people, Father. Lord, we have been told that we should resist the devil and he will flee away from us. The spiritual ability to do so, may you give to everyone, dear Father. All these requests we have presented, may they all turn to testimonies. Let it be, Heavenly Father. It is your word that is at stake, and it is your reputation, oh Father. behind this word. It's your promises, oh God, that are yea and amen. We pray, dear Father, that the Holy Spirit himself will confirm it to everyone, Lord, to the glory and the honor of your name, oh Father, and for the benefits of we, your children. Let it be eternal, Father. Thank you, King of glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we continue the prayer session, Lord, may the anointing not diminish from us. May you inspire us to pray again, Father. May you stir up our faith, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will bless your servant you have used, oh God. May you renew his strength, Father, and lift up the honor of his ministry. See us through the service, Father. Bless your people, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. While we are still in prayers, only believe. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Can we take this song before I hand over to I know whom I believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed on. Whom I believe and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that. First stanza. I know not why God's word draws grace to me. He hath made known. Oh, no, why unworthy Christ in love redeemed for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me it did impart, nor how believing it is. In my heart, the next answer. I know not how the spirit move, convincing men of sin. Oh, revealing Jesus through the world. Faith in him. But I know. Do you know who I'm a believer? Oh, and I'm persuaded beyond any reasonable doubt, brother. It's able to keep that which I've committed to him against that day. Oh, I know not what part of good or ill may be reserved for me. Oh, of weary ways of gold.
That's when my love may come at night or noon if yeah. Oh, oh, if I will walk the field with him or meet him in the head. But one thing I know, beyond any reasonable doubt, no matter what man will say, you are persuaded that the request that you have tabled to Christ tonight, he will grant to you. Do you believe? Whatever it is to meet man, you have come to meet God. There is power in the word of God. Only men, they wrote the scripture as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Only men also wrote these songs that we are singing. But today we've got all kinds of songs, you know, going on. Where we can just yield ourselves to God. Even just as we take this aim, healing can begin to take place. It can be in the home. Remember the testimony of Pastor. Remember the testimony. Countless witness. Just bring to remembrance. Then your own will not be an exception. Do you believe God? Why, hand over to the pastor. God bless you. You're welcome, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you,
Pastor. Bless you, sir. Shall we bow our heads, please? Our Master, our Savior, our King, my Redeemer, we bow our heads to the doors where you took our bodies from. And when the time you gave to us to be your witnesses on the surface of the earth elapses, this body will return back to the dust. But it was not spoken of his soul, we have been told. Thank you for the opportunity again tonight to come before your presence and present ourselves before you. Thank you for written requests. Thank you for this existing one. Thank you for your auction, your anointing, the utterance you gave to your children to pray over those requests. Lord Jesus, this is the way you have ordained it to be, because you said, everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You said we should be careful for nothing, that in all things, with prayers, supplications, and with thanksgiving, we should always make our requests known unto you. We all know there is none of us that doesn't know that you answer prayers. We are very grateful. We appreciate you for again tonight the opportunity given to us. Your prophet said, if a child of God kneel down, one Holy Ghost filled man, he said the devil and his kingdom is in trouble. How much more will he be in trouble where we are as many as this? Thank you, Father. We'll be rejoicing going back to our homes. Your prophet said, we cannot come into the presence of God and go back the same. He says, either we go worse or better. But that people that are ordained to go worse are not the children of God. Because each time we come, there is something that you always do that will make us to have that desire, hunger at us, to serve you better, to be more like you. Thank you for the blessings tonight, our Master and our God. We are praying and asking, may they be permanent in our individual lives. Areas that you have rebuked us, Lord, may we take rebukes. Areas that you have corrected us, Lord, may we take correction. Areas that you have reproved us, Lord, may we take note of those things. We have been made to know, oh God, that it is those that you love, that you chasten, you rebuke, because you don't want them to perish with the world. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Thank you for your servant that you have used. May you replenish him for the virtue that has left him. As we are about to dismiss, not from your presence, but from this sanctuary, may your presence accompany each and every one of us back to our residence. Protect us on the byway and on the highway. Thank you, Father. The blessings we have received, every attempt of the enemy to try, Lord, to take out of it, may you stand and raise the standard for every one of us. Thank you, our Father. If it be pleasing unto you, we'll still be here by Friday. We are praying and asking, oh God, may you bless us again in the tape service. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen. May the church say amen. That is what we have been taught, that where prayer is said, there should be amen. Amen. You know, the other time I said, whether you say amen, you don't say amen, God will answer prayers. But it is our custom to say amen. It's a biblical custom. So it's part of the message. God bless you. When I was coming, I met about two young men, our members, right outside there with phone. What prayer is going on here? You know, that's not a good habit. We cry on your behalf and pray that you might be converted. And the prayer is going on. We are approaching God and not even Buhari. Buhari that can be tossed up and down. You know that kind of a thing. We are talking about the Almighty God, the one that formed you in your mother's womb. The one you are going to give account to, whether you like it or not. People are praying, you are looking, I don't know what you are doing with your phone. It's not good for me to mention your name because it will embarrass your parents. Next time, I don't know, next time I catch you, I will mention your name. It's a very bad habit. How do you do that to God? The saints are praying. You are busy with your telephone. This is phone you sleep with. What is there that you don't know? It really grieved my spirit, I must be honest with you. While you are doing that, those guys that are there, they are watching you. No, don't mind them. Some of them are not even serious. Because they are seeing you with your phone. While prayer is going on. Do you have to communicate with God through your phone? May God help us. Remember, God Abraham made a statement. There was a statement, I don't think I've made it here before, that made it debris this evening. I want to repeat it. The prophet said, what the dead people knew. He said, if the living knows it, they will all come to serve Christ. Because every dead person, regardless of your religion, you will know that Jesus is the only Savior. You must have heard it one way or the other. It may be you didn't believe. You find your level. The prophet said, death does not change the nature of a man. Whatever nature you have, once you close your eye in death, I don't care how many people celebrate you. I don't care how many cows they kill to celebrate you. You are going to come up in the resurrection with that nature. Make sure the nature you have now, it's a submissive nature to the word of God. Oh. You are no longer babies. You are being on this. Oh, man. You saw me, then you started putting the phone in your. Who is me that you are running for? The very one who formed you in your mother's womb. Who is the owner of the breath of your nostril? Is the one you are despising. Put your mouth of fire will be in corner here. They will respect men outside more than their husband. You are carnal. Because the men outside, they are not your head. This is your head. Whatever you do to this man, God will hold you responsible. You need that the great people outside. Your husband, you go, Wanyi Musi, Watutosi, Watemole, Wamoloju. Shame on you. May God help us. Shall we rise? your brothers, I'm not happy with what I find you doing tonight, so I'm not happy at all. And one of the deacons said they have talked and talked and talked, and they are tired of talking. Which means it's not your first time of doing it. It's not good for you. My desire for every worshiper here and every worshiper that comes around the message of the hour is to make the rapture. Is to be rapturable. That's my desire. That's my prayer. That's what I believe for you. May God help us. 146. 146. You may be wondering what are they talking about? Somebody was telling me about some people's birthday. And they said they have pushed it forward to Sunday. So there's nothing secret here. Shame, Gomi. Nothing secret. 146.
Yeah.